You're listening to WLEW Sports, the Brent C. Bulldogs of the Harbor Beach Pirates in regional action in Division 8 of the MHSA playoffs. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and John Mooney with your call today. Our Director of Sports Information behind the numbers, Doug Cole, and our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla Carson. Well, as the snowbirds fly south, the crow flies north by Northeast today. 166 miles separate Morenci and Harbor Beach High Schools if one were to have their own pilot's license. But by private vehicle, it's a mere 217 miles to arrive to the close-knit community nestled along the shores of Lake Huron. The journey takes roughly 3 hours, 49 minutes without traffic. But get this, the fastest way to get from Morenci to Harbor Beach, according to Google Maps, you need to leave the state of Michigan and flee to the state of Ohio. It's actually quicker to head through Toledo, up 75, get lost in downtown Detroit on the 94 interchange, and then straight north until you run into the waters of Harbor Beach. Morenci is located directly south of Jackson on the state line, roughly. Sounds like a Dukes of Hazzard plot line. Morenci High has 184 students enrolled in high school, and Harbor Beach has 232, 48 more students for the Pirates. The state line Bulldogs are averaging 46.2 points a game on offense, and the Pirates as well are scoring 46.2 points, dead even in regards to offense. Defensively, Morenci allows only 7.2 points a game. Impressive until you hear that Harbor Beach only gives up an incredible 4.7 points a game. Harbor Beach with a 2.5-point advantage on defense. So our friends in the sports wagering department at Ohio State University are showing a 5.5-point advantage for the Orange and Black. Las Vegas is feeling a bit warmer than us today. That has nothing to do with their spread. After factoring in all possibilities, Las Vegas says stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for today sits at Harbor Beach, 9.5. Dave Hansen, your two thoughts on the keys to Harbor Beach victory.
My first one, I'm gonna pick on the defensive line of Harbor Beach. They are going to have to remain strong and win their battle in the trenches. Obviously, it's going to be a run game first for Morenci, so if they can slow down the penetration of guys like Austin Sandusky and company, that give them linebackers a chance to make plays and hopefully get a few plays for losses and force Morenci to throw the football, which they can do but aren't as comfortable doing. My other one is on offense. Mix in the pass plays at proper times. Establish the run and try to throw out of it. Chance for some big plays. If you pick on that 2012 team we've seen a couple years ago, they can air it out and score in no time. This team, a little bit more ground and pound, a little bit more first down, multiple first down drives, but they need to hit a home run or two today, and I think it'll have to come through the air.
John Mooney, your two thoughts.
For Harbor Beach to win this ball game, they're going to have to do two things. I think number one, and really foremost, limit the big play. They just cannot give Sandusky an opportunity to go ahead and run wild on this field. The second one would be no turnovers offensively. They take care of the ball, and believe me, there's going to be a lot of smiling people on the streets of Harbor Beach.
Well, Morenci, Michigan is located in the very southern portion of the great state of Michigan. So far south of their southern boundary of town is the Ohio state border, and we all know how we feel about Buckeyes. The city of Morenci's slogan is, your first step into pure Michigan. Nothing like getting off on the wrong foot. Population for the home of the Bulldogs sits at 2,200, according to the 2010 U.S. Census, so about 400 more than the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, in fact. Morenci's mayor is Bill Foster, and he likes to call his hometown charming. Morenci's home to the Town and Country Festival, which crowns the Town and Country Queen, which its pageants require even a talent. One oddity that I found in the pigeon questionnaire, I don't know how I found this, but how many siblings do you have is on the sheet. I don't even know where to start with that one. And good thing the Boomses, Rogenbucks, or anyone down there don't live there.
Where do you find this stuff?
It's the weird part of the internet again. The city's biggest hometown star, Detroit Lions tight end Tony Scheffler was born in Morenci, but attended high school in Chelsea, Michigan. Harbor Beach has not raised any NFL stars. However, gentlemen, John, you're in the studio today. That brings me to this week's trivia question. In the city government world, Harbor Beach is a star and famous for a project they just completed in which the city of Harbor Beach dredged the marina themselves. In fact, they recently just won the state's highest award through the Michigan Municipal League for it. So the question, in the dredging process, how much does 1 cubic yard of sediment of dredging material weigh? Dave Hansen, your guess first.
Wow.
This should be an easy one. Throwing you a softball this week.
Absolutely. Hold on. Let me get my smartphone out here. Hang on. Well, fortunately, I get to phone a friend today. At least maybe.
Oh, you're referring to John Mooney?
Yeah, absolutely.
He abstains courteously. John Mooney.
I was going to wait for his prediction, then just add one to it.
Or take one away, depending on how ridiculous it was.
There you go.
It's almost like Price is Right.
Exactly. I'll take $1 then in the dark.
Well,
okay, 500 pounds.
Well, 2,800 pounds. Oh, 2,800 pounds. The city of Harbor Beach.
Go for the plus.
Now take 501.
They dredged 20,000 cubic yards out of the marina for a total weight of 56 billion. That's with a B, pounds. 56 billion pounds of sediment. That's the equivalent weight of three of the largest cruise ships ever built. That's the Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas. Trip, bonus question for you. How many boats can the docks tie up in the city marina?
I usually tell you the bonus question is my chance of getting one right, but I think we're going to airmail again here. I'll take a stab at this one, Clark. I'm going to go with an even 100.
John?
I think I'm going to go with 101.
Well, it's 114. The reason I mention this is just in case anyone after today's broadcast wants to go out for a leisurely boat cruise in Lake Huron after this afternoon, call me up. I'll direct you in the right direction.
No tiebreakers.
No tiebreakers.
Oh, man.
Well, it's time to take one quick break here, and when we return, we'll have your kickoff on WLEW Sports, your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
Wow, that was a great Thanksgiving dinner, Mom, but what are we going to do with all these leftovers?
Throw them all in the garbage, all this food. If we don't use it, we lose it, just like my data plan from AT&T.
But, Mom, if we switch to Thumb Cellular's new 4G Everything plan, not only do we get more data for our money, we can upgrade to the carryover plan, and all unused data will carry over from month to month.
Son, sift through the garbage and salvage those leftovers.
What for?
That's your lunch next week. I'm heading to Thumb Cellular to switch our cell phone service.
Thumb Cellular is the first in the nation to give you the options to keep the data you don't use each month. You paid for it, so keep it. Make the switch to Thumb Cellular and experience the most comprehensive voice and data network in the Thumb. Check out all of the 4G phones that have just arrived for Christmas. For more details, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bannack, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
As the Pirate Marching Band, the Marching Pirates here in Harbor Beach. Of course, Morenci brings their marching band as well, the Marching Bulldogs on the opposite side of your field here. As current conditions from Harbor Beach, Michigan. It's a cold one again, folks, here as winter is upon us. Current conditions in Harbor Beach are 32 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of snow this afternoon. Winds are out of the southwest at 10 miles per hour, gusting up to 19. Visibility is at 9 miles. Barometric pressure is at 30.28 inches, and it's dropping. Watch out, folks. And the dew point is at 19. It feels like it's 21 degrees out there, where John Mooney is in the elements today for us on the sidelines, and the humidity is at 56%. Sunset is at 5:06 tonight, and we're currently in a waning crescent moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. Sunrise at 7:26, sunset at 5:06, 9 hours and 40 minutes of daylight. We lost 15 minutes since last Saturday. Your officials for today, the referee is Joe Vigna, umpire Wade Gorniak, linesman Michael Rusin, line judge James Gosger, and back judge is Tom Malox. Harbor Beach won the toss and elected to defer to the second half, so Morenci in their white jerseys, maroon pants, and maroon helmets with maroon face masks, very similar to the Cass City Redhawk jerseys here, will be receiving as Harbor Beach will be kicking off right to left across your radio on the WLEW Sports Network.
They have a whole bunch of little markings on their helmets, Clark. Can you see what those are?
Those would be similar to Buckeyes or the Spirits. Spirit signs for good plays, big touchdowns, big plus big stops on defense, whatever it is. You get those, and it's a sign of motivation for each team. Maroon lettering, maroon numbers, Morenci across the top of the letters, black socks, and a variation of shoes, of course, except for one player has white socks out there, and that is number 24. Mitch Hearn ready to kick this one off from the 40-yard line, and we are set in Harbor Beach as the regional final action is underway. The kick is up and is going with the wind. It comes down at the 6-yard line, and Austin Sandusky gets it, and they pitch it out to the far sideline to number 12. That's Alex Thomas, and Harbor Reach brings him down and forces him out of bounds